Right now, Donald Trump has a stranglehold on the Republican Party, and for it to distance itself from him would cause irreparable harm to the party establishment, especially its finances. Kasich sees a possibility of a future viable threat to Trump's candidacy, but not now. With the two announced challengers, Walsh and Weld, you see a wide spectrum of opposition within the party. Walsh is much like Trump in that his policies are extreme right-wing, but Weld is a Republican who has won the governorship in the Democratic state of Massachusetts, much like Hogan has won in Maryland, but has announced he won't challenge Trump. All three candidates have something to offer the Republican base. Trump has the strongest hand right now. His support is solid yet small, but large enough for those who actually vote in primaries. Weld could easily take some of the Republicans with a conscience, or at least those who see a Trump nomination as the death knell of the party for the foreseeable future. Walsh would appeal to the same voters for Trump, but would not hurt Weld with his base. But Walsh would only be able to attract a small percent of Trump supporters. Everyone is waiting for the next shoe to drop. Trump's mental state has always been questioned, but now it's becoming more of a mainstream media talking point, and even noted Republicans are voicing similar concerns. The Trump wall is cracking, and Kasich's predictions could conceivably come true when the wall comes crumbling down.